The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Jess Kelly is with me, our tech correspondent for another tech takeover. So, what are we talking about, Jess?
We are talking about the traditional banks. They have come up with a revolutionary idea, Kieran. Are you ready for this?
Okay, yeah, what is it?
They're going to let you send money
away
to a friend or a colleague or a person who's with a different bank.
What?
Yeah, brace yourself.
How would that even work?
I know. So this is something that...
It's like a revolution.
Lol. So if you're one of the 3 million people in this country who use Revolut, you'll be all too familiar with this. Back in the day when Revolut came to this country, this was the game changer. The idea that you and I could go for dinner and a few drinks and we could split the bill, and rather having that awkward moment of trying to do whatever amount divided by two, you could just pay the bill, do the math on your calculator, and I would Revolut you the money. It would appear instantly as if a text message, and it was a game changer. The traditional banks didn't offer that feature at the time. I would have needed your IBAN, your BIC code, your sort code,
yes,
all of that information, and you'd get the 25 quid back in 3 to 5 business days. They have been working on some form of solution to make it easier to send money from your Bank of Ireland, AIB, the traditional banks, accounts for quite a while. Plans started around 5 years ago and they fell off the face of the earth ever so slightly. But now we have what's called Zip Pay that's going to launch early next year and is being poised as the traditional bank's answer to Revolut. It is launching with just 3 banks to begin with, so AIB, Bank of Ireland and Permanent TSB or PTSB. And
when's it launching?
Next year.
Oh, sorry. I was opening my Bank of Ireland app as you were speaking. I thought, oh, let me have a look at this.
No.
Oh, 2026.
Yeah. Now, what's interesting, and you're correct to mention your app there, because it will be delivered through your traditional bank's app. This isn't going to be another new app that you need to have on your phone. Now, what I would say, and it's funny, just before I came in to chat with you, I searched my email to see if my bank had been in touch, and they have. So I am a Bank of Ireland customer as well, and they sent me an email the other day saying that Zip Pay is coming. But also, very interestingly, that some changes are coming to some of their existing services as a result of Zip Pay's launch.
Okay.
So things like if you are someone who makes SEPA payments over the phone, so if you call Bank of Ireland and do that by the phone, that service isn't going to be available once Zip Pay launches. And every customer of the 3 banks that I mentioned, the 3 traditional banks, you're automatically going to be opted in to this Zip Pay service. You can opt out, but you won't be able to make certain payments. And if you're not happy to accept the new terms of service, particularly in the case of Bank of Ireland, according to the email that I received, you're welcome to close your account.
Okay. And do you suspect many people will want to opt out?
I would be baffled if people opt to use this service in any way. I don't see why they would want to opt out, but I also don't see a huge cohort of people opting in. We've gotten this far. Like, yes, you might have, say if you're getting work done on your garden or whatever it is, and you want to make a one-off transfer, you can still do that through the traditional IBAN, BIC and all the rest. Or perhaps you could opt to do it via the Zip Pay solution. But also you could do that today via your Revolut. You know, I pay myself every month. So when my salary gets paid into my Bank of Ireland account, I pay myself into my Revolut and all of my day-to-day banking happens through there.
So your the contention is that there's nothing wrong with this service. It's perfectly fine, but it's just too late. Like Revolut has just saturated the market.
Yeah. So now it's still worth noting. There are, I think it's 5 million people with these 3 banks, the 3 traditional banks.
Yes.
But there are 3 million people with Revolut accounts in this country. You'd think that though the 2 million in the difference are either not bothered with the instant payments, they don't necessarily need or want it, or there's just no appetite for change in that regard. So I don't know how successful this will be. I would love to know how much all of it has cost in terms of the development, because this is, it's an Italian, I think it's called Nexi, is the company that's sort of facilitating this Zip Pay service. There's been a lot of other solutions looked at, played around with and then disregarded. But to me, it's just a bit of a head scratcher that it's taken this long to do something that seems relatively simple.
Yeah, and but I wonder, are they playing the long game? Do they think, you know what, maybe we've lost Jess Kelly and Kieran Cudahy, because they're just so used to Revolut they'll keep using it. But the next generation of people who take a, who open a bank account won't feel the need to, oh, I've got to start a Revolut account as well for all that instant payment stuff that my parents do and that older people do.
Yeah, but
they might think, oh, I can just do it with Zippay.
Yeah, and I think that is potentially part of the thinking. But I also do think that younger people, like I know some of our younger colleagues who only have Revolut as their main bank account. That's where they're turning to. They're not setting up.
But then is that not argument? Is that not, again, another argument in favour of Zippay? That, you know what I mean? Like, is if the bank were to, if the bank, the pillar banks were to do nothing, they'd just shrivel on the vine.
100%. And this is a good attempt. I do hope that there will be other digital services that come along the way from the traditional banks. You know, some of the simple things, like, for example, within Revolut, you can download all of your statements instantly. When I was going through my mortgage application, I could download everything instantly. With my traditional bank, I could only do it period by period. Also, I have a long-term goal savers account with my traditional bank, and I had to phone them up and ask for a statement, which was then posted to me. I couldn't get access to that via the app or the website. So I do think, perhaps you're right, maybe this is the start of the traditional banks going on their own digital transformation journey. There's definitely a huge opportunity here. Also, particularly as Revolut starts, you know, maybe they're going to increase their charges for their premium services. Maybe some of the perks that exist will either diminish or disappear. And then we could have a pretty competitive ground for all of this. But at the moment, I just think it's a bit of a head scratcher.
All right. Well, it is Zippay and it is coming in 2026. What's your tech tip this week?
Join your local library.
Okay.
Now, this is something we've spoken about, BorrowBox, which is if you're a member of your local library, you can download digital books, audiobooks and all the rest from your library. But I was in my local library recently and I got a little leaflet from it. And I was blown away by the amount of services they offer.
Oh yeah, huge amount.
Particularly if you have kids. If it's a day when it's lashing rain and you don't want to spend money on another soft play or indoor mini golf or whatever it is, go to your local library. It does vary from location to location. But the services in the one that I went to include the ebooks, the audiobooks. They have Science Week celebrations. There are early learning centres. There are sensory services. There are gaming and VR clubs. Some of them have podcast studios, which you can go in, you can book, you can make your own little podcast, whatever it is. But I would highly recommend spend a few minutes over the weekend, bring your ID, sign up to your library and use the services that are there.
Yeah, and I mean, any of those newer libraries as well. We have a new one in Kilkenny, the Bayfair and the Old Ballroom. And because it's got spaces in it, they have a huge amount of events on as well.
Yeah.
All the time.
So again, the local one that I was looking at, they have a classic Disney movie screening every Wednesday. They have, you know, Scrabble clubs for adults and for kids. They have book clubs for kids. They do host baby mornings and all this kind of stuff. There are so many different events depending on your life situation, what you want. Also, if you're someone who works from home and you want a space to go to that again is free, that you can take a desk, sit down and be warm while you're working, I would just highly recommend it. I'm a huge advocate for the libraries, but particularly since I saw all of the services and the vast array of services that they offer.
Yeah, they're just trolling me though with late notice notifications.
Kieran, Buchel Donna.
Yeah, I know. All right. The Great Book of Olympic Games and Karen's Birthday by Katy Farina. We'll be back with the library before long. I promise. I promise.
There you go.
Anyway, what's your tech rec this week?
Well, a few weeks ago, we were talking on this show about, is comedy allowed to be funny anymore? Do you remember it was myself, yourself, Ali Ryan? We had a nice little chat about it all. And I mentioned the director of the most recent Naked Gun film being Akiva Schaffer, who is a member of The Lonely Island, which are a comedy trio. They make very funny songs. They were writers and actors at SNL Saturday Night Live in the US, including Andy Samberg. They now have a new podcast along with Seth Meyers. So it's called The Lonely Island and Seth Meyers Podcast. And if you are an SNL fan like I am,
yeah,
it is definitely worth listening to. You get to hear behind the scenes of the madness, the long hours that they work, but also how they put together some of the fun videos over the years.
Couldn't think of anything worse. SNL is utter rubbish.
Do you think so?
Yeah, really, really bad. That's just my opinion. That's objective fact.
So to counter that objective fact, no. I found and loved SNL when it was sort of the heyday of my time with it was when it was Bill Hader and Kristen Wiig and Jason Sudeikis. I'm a big fan. Yeah. When I was in New York a few weeks ago, I went and did the NBC tour and I got to go into the studio, and I have a very soft spot for it. It's a bit nostalgic for me.
Yeah. Anyway, listen, your opinion is wrong. Jess Kelly, our tech correspondent, will be back for another Tech Takeover at the same time next week.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.